Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
Well, I wouldn't say the universe was like made of or out of the Big Bang. The Big Bang is just something the universe does, but we live in an expanding universe. The composition of matter and the distribution of matter is consistent with a Big Bang. And the cosmic microwave background radiation was like exactly what it was predicted to be under the assumptions of the Big Bang model. So those would be the big ones.
All right. So I don't know. I just don't agree with it. I never literally thought that, you know, Big Bang really happened. That like everything started off that and that we're expanding. I really don't believe it. I don't know.
So like you don't even believe that the universe is expanding?
No.
Why not?
To be honest, I don't even think that there's like other life. I mean, outside of Earth. I really don't think there's like really other planets. Like not really like that, but I don't know. I think we're being lied to.
But we've been to them.
No, we haven't. We haven't even been to the moon. Well, we're being shown fake pictures of Mars.
Well, I mean, that's wrong. So I don't know what to tell you about that. Yeah, I mean, if you're just going to say all the evidence is fake, then like we can't even really talk about it. I don't know what to tell you, but I mean,
yeah, so you believe
we've sent all kinds of rovers to Mars.
I want you to search up satellites and show me one real photo.
Of a satellite?
Yeah.
They
like Google a photo of satellites and show me one photo that's not CGI or AI that looks so realistic.
Let's just pretend that all of the Google search images are either like artistic renditions or whatever.
But why?
You can use Google Maps, and that is data from satellites, or we can just go to the International Space Station. They do live broadcasts all the time. There'll be multi-minute uninterrupted cuts of footage of those astronauts on the International Space Station floating around in space.
Yeah, I don't believe it. That's just me personally. Because, I mean, there's a lot of factors to it, but like it starts off with the moon landing, but it goes to other shit. Like, I don't know. I feel like we really lied to this whole time. If we're being shown fake pictures of satellites, what does that tell you? If we're being shown fake videos of people on the moon, what does that tell you?
Well, we're like,
really,
not.
What does it tell you? So you believe we went to the moon in 1960?
1969. How come every single YouTube video I try to watch says this content isn't available? Try again later.
But do you believe it? I'm just asking you a question.
Almost exclusive.
Okay.
Why haven't we believed it?
Because we haven't been back. By now, we should be literally like there should be people on the moon with cameras.
Yeah, but doing
HD.
We
showing people, oh, the moon is real.
There are lunar orbiters currently. There are lunar rovers currently. Well, I don't know if there are any active rovers on the surface at this moment. But yeah, I think it was India landed on the moon like last year. Now with people. With a lander or a rover or whatever, but
so we just magically lost the technology from 1969 to go back to the moon. That's what they're saying, that they've lost all technology of that.
We
are not able to go back to the moon.
You know that there was an Artemis satellite that traveled to the moon either in 2025 or 2024, right?
No, I don't know. Well,
we did that, and I don't know if it's a manned mission. I think there's a manned mission to not land on the moon, but to fly to it and come back either next year or 2028.
All right.
Next
question. Do you believe in evolution, like that we came from like monkeys and stuff, like all that?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
How do you deal with the overwhelming amount of evidence that proves that that's the case?
What's the evidence?
So you're literally not even aware of the evidence?
No, there's so many evidence. just some
I promise I will, but I have a way more interesting question, which is why, despite not knowing anything about something, would you say that it isn't true?
I'm just saying we didn't come from fucking monkeys.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly the sentiment that I was expressing. Despite you not knowing any of the evidence or really anything about the claim, why do you claim that it's false?
If we came from monkeys, why isn't there anything between monkeys and humans? There would be a mix-up, or there would be like some sort of evolutionized version to a human. You don't go from a monkey that's not able to talk English and speak languages to a smart human being, and how smart human beings are compared to animals.
But you don't go from that in a snap. But you don't know that that's the case because you don't know anything about it.
Dog, there's no monkeys speaking languages. Is there anything from a monkey, like speaking chimpanzee or whatever, to a human speaking languages? There's no correlation.
There was, but they went extinct. Or there were, but they went extinct.
Alrighty.
So it's unacceptable to you that things might die?
It's not that. It's how do you go from a crossbreed from a little chimpanzee to a human in between?
Chimpanzees didn't turn into humans. Chimpanzees didn't turn into humans.
Well, what I'm saying is, how do we go from monkeys to humans? And you're evolution. Saying in the middle, they all went extinct and there was just monkeys and humans. Wow.
I didn't say anything like that, really.
That's
at all
what you said.
No, I actually didn't really get to say anything really at all. Let me see if I can. I can share something on my screen with you if I can get this stupid thing to work. Okay, there we go. So literally, we have the evidence of this.
Okay, you're showing me skulls.
Yes. So this modern Homo sapiens on the bottom right, letter N. And then you can see all the transitionary phases of our evolution in there.
Dog, no.
No, these aren't dogs. Like, these are ancient
Homo sapiens. We did not go from...
Well, not Homo sapiens.
Like, you saying human, because a monkey skulls look like human skulls, does not prove evolution.
Yes, it does actually, because if we did evolve, then that's the necessary evidence, and we have the evidence. So what you're doing is the equivalent of, look... Just because you have a video of me murdering that woman doesn't mean I murdered that woman. That's just a video.
What?
That went over
I'm
your head.
I'm saying
okay.
If mammals have, if, or whatever, if people have the same skulls or animals have the same kind of looking skulls as humans, that is not enough evidence to prove that we came from chimpanzees.
What evidence do you require? We didn't come from chimpanzees. You got to stop saying that. Nobody thinks all right, that.
Whatever. We did not evolve from that Homo sapiens or whatever.
Okay. You know, evolve means change over time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this clearly represent changing over time? If you pick any of these skulls and you look at the one to the left of it and the right of it, you can tell that it's just merely an in-between a version of it, right? For every single one of these, that's the case, right?
No.
What do you mean no?
Look at E and look at F. F is more concaved in and E is more out. But either way, what is it? It's different skulls.
It's very subtle.
It doesn't prove anything. It does not prove anything.
Yes, this does. This proves evolution, because if evolution is true, then we have to have this kind of evidence. And we have this kind of evidence. If humans humans have really big brains, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then there need to be intermediates that have smaller brains than us, but still pretty big brains. And then it has to go back where the brains get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until they're about the size of, like, yeah, some modern day living apes like chimpanzees. And that's exactly what we have. So the very specific evidence that you have to have in order for evolution to be true, that evidence does exist. We have it. So you can't say that this isn't evidence or it doesn't prove it. If prove just means find evidence for it, that's what it means to prove something, then you can't claim we don't have evidence for
this,
because it's right here.
If we've been dealing with these animals for so long, how have we not been able to train them to somewhat act somewhat like humans and somewhat adapt into humans if we've came from them?
Because a chimpanzee doesn't turn into a human by just acting differently.
It's not acting. It's
That's it's literally what you said. Why haven't we been able to train them to turn them into humans yet?
So you're saying that wild, like wild animals, literally in the forest, literally turn into humans over time. That's what you're saying. That's what you're
no. Doing. The populations evolved over time, and every single step of the evolution process, they become a different species. So you're literally imagining it like it's Digimon, where Greymon turns into Metal Greymon, just all of a sudden. No, it's not like that at all.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying even over years, I cannot see how a monkey turns into a human. I can't.
Well, that's just me. But you literally can see how a non-modern human ape, you can literally see the transition right here, right?
On the bottom, yeah. On the top, maybe not so much.
Like, compare G and H. They're barely different.
I can't see G or H.
G. Oh, is it off the screen? Sorry. Let me. Oh shit. My bad. Here, I'll make it. Make it a little bit smaller. So G is, I don't know if you can see it, but that's G, yeah. And then H is over here.
Yeah, like G looks more fuller and H looks thinner, like less, you know.
Yeah, but there's barely a difference between them. But anyways, I mean, there's that, but there's also, like, the genetics bear this out perfectly. The way you tell if things are related is you see if they share genes in common, and we share more genes with the apes than any other form of life, which is exactly what the evolutionists predicted would be the case. And then you get a perfectly consistent hierarchy of those genetic relationships. If it turned out that humans shared more genes with broccoli than we do with rabbits, then that would have basically falsified evolution. But instead, the exact opposite is what happened.
All right, I'm gonna leave you to that. It was good talking to you.
Okay.
What do you? I mean, I don't know what you want to say. Like, I'm not gonna agree with you, but I'm like, I don't know what else to say. You know, like, I still don't believe with you with the evidence you proved. Oh, not evidence, but
yeah,
you know.
Okay. The important thing is you didn't try, and then you gave up.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.